She's one of our favorite guests. And I know we say that to almost every single guest that comes in here, because once you're on this show, you really are a member of our family. But our guest keeps us laughing the whole time she's here, during the interview, before the interview, and after the interview. Her name is Sheila Burkhalter, and she is the Vice President of Student Affairs for Winthrop University. And good morning to you, Sheila.
Good morning, or you could call me Shigs.
I was about to say, we know you as Shigs, but professionally, yes. I want to make sure you get your credit.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And is your office still over in Diggs?
Shigs and Diggs. You got it. You guys are on top of it today.
Now, we don't want to exclude our audience. So if they're not familiar with the lingo a little bit at Winthrop University, let's explain real quick how you got your nickname.
Yeah. So this nickname is 31 years old.
Oh, okay.
I had personalized plates back at my first institution I ever worked at, and it was S. Higgs 2. Sheila Higgs and 2 for the second daughter. Some student came in and said, "Who's Shigs?" And I was like, "Oh, that's me." It has stuck for 31 years. And then it was a parent that put it together at orientation. "Are you Shigs and Diggs?" I was like, "Oh my gosh. Yes, I am." And so now it's a thing. Oh, and we love it.
Great. Of course, the DiGiorgio Center is the campus heart, if you would like to say, for students. It's kind of like the student center, and it goes by the nickname Diggs.
Yes.
So Shigs at Diggs.
Uh-huh, on the second floor.
Oh, man.
Love it.
Well, speaking of Winthrop University, today is a big day. You're welcoming more Eagles to the nest.
We are. So today is move-in day for our freshmen. Of course, if they came for orientation yesterday, then they moved in the day before. So 500 students arrived on Wednesday. Yes, that means we're already in it to win it.
Yeah.
And then we oriented about 150 students plus their parents yesterday. So we filled up Dina's Place, which was a big auditorium that we have there. And we even had some folks in overflow. Mm. But today is the big freshman move-in day. And here's the big news. We're 8% up in freshmen.
That's huge.
That's 1,030 students. We haven't seen these kinds of numbers since before COVID, really. So you probably heard, Eagles on the rise. So Winthrop is on the rise. We're so excited about it. But we're up really in all of our populations, graduate students, transfer students. Mm-hmm. So it's a really exciting time to be a part of the university.
And we did go through some fun facts earlier this week. And one of the fun facts that I love, you have kids coming from all over the place. I think the one who's coming the farthest from the United States is coming from Hawaii, which
yes.
I think is so cool. And then you actually have them coming from around the world as
we
well.
Do.
So, I mean, this is huge with a GPA of 3.99. And it's just impressive. It's impressive.
Is.
What are you most looking forward to this upcoming year?
Yeah, great question. One, we have some new people on campus. We have a new dining services provider.
Mm-hmm.
The word is out all over town. The food is delicious. So Chartwell's is with us. We're excited to welcome them to campus. Burns has not been open since my first year on campus, and Convocation will be there on Monday.
That's going to be special.
So, we'll all be on stage in our regalia, and the students will be in the audience, and then the blue line will make its way around the building, and then the Convocation picnic will be out on the front lawn of that building, as well as Kynard. It's just a really exciting time to be a part of Winthrop University and to work for a tremendous president at really this whole leadership team. It's fantastic. And of course, welcome weeks, right? We do everything we can to orient students to the campus, but we try to make it fun as well. And so DSU is going to do a foam party. We're going to have after hours at the West Center, which is fantastic because they can go and play and get familiar with what we have on campus. So we're very, very excited about everything this year.
Shigs, today is move-in day. It's so much fun for everyone involved, right? You've got all the emotions of like sending your loved one away to college.
Yes.
And then you've got the heavy lifting that moms and dads are doing, and the kids want to help, but they want to be cool. And what is the approach to move-in day? Do you all have a system? Is it come one, come all? Do you do it based on their last name or based on the hall they live in? What does that look like?
This is such a great question. So we learned some things from COVID. And the big thing we learned is don't send them all to their individual residence halls. We have a beautiful location out at the farm, also known as the Athletic Complex. And it's called the Shack. And at the Shack, you pull over there. We make sure you have your immunization records in the system. And then we give you your keys. And then we send you to your residential area. So we have this central location for distributing things, which makes it a lot easier. And then when you get to the residence President's Hall. There are all kinds of volunteers ready to help you dump your cars.
I've seen tents everywhere, too. Right? Y'all are prepared.
So you're in the loading dock. They dump your car, and then these volunteers help you to carry your materials up to your room. Now, it doesn't mean that mom and dad won't also do some heavy lifting, because typically after we dump the car and put things into the room, then they go shopping. But it's fantastic, and I experienced it a couple of years ago. I thought, okay, it's going to take us so long to move this child in. We're going to have to walk up these four flights of steps. There were a group of women, six or seven women, who dumped my car, my husband's car. They had everything moved in to the room before we even finished parking our cars.
Wow.
It was kind of brilliant. And so that happens all over campus. Everybody from our board of trustees to our cabinet members to our fraternity and sorority life students to people in organizations, registered student organizations all over the place, will come in and help with this process because somebody helped them a few years ago.
Well, here's to a fantastic year for those freshmen at Winthrop University and a fantastic season for all of the other Eagles. Soar high, and it's going to be an exciting time on campus.
We're excited.
Sheila, thank you so much. We appreciate it.